Listen to this one. This is going to be a gem. All right, Monica, hold on to your tomatoes and mozzarella. Cornell University now provides free menstrual products in men's bathrooms. That's the headline.
I love it.
Now, so do you know right away why, Monica?
Because what if someone's transitioning and that's in?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. There it is.
What if they're not sure?
If you're transitioning, go into the ladies' room. And if somebody says something, just show them your snooch.
First of all, I belong here. None of that's going to
happen. Pull the old snooch card?
Why not pull the snooch card?
Someone who's transitioning has every right to go into the bathroom that they feel most comfortable in. And if that's...
So then make unisex bathroom.
That would be the real... But until they can.
Make unisex bathrooms. I know the Coliseum had that one bathroom that was like, anybody.
They call it a family bathroom.
Anybody's allowed in.
Right.
It was the one. Right. But it's a single. It's a single. So no creepy crap can go on. But anyway, it says here, and the quote is, this is my favorite. Not all people who menstruate are women. Yes, they are.
Wow.
Yes, they are. They may not want to be.
Yeah, you could have that policy without going that far.
But they are.
You can't.
It's
you personally, me included, and Bretton, we can't say. We're not.
I'm entitled to an opinion. So are you.
You can have an opinion, but it doesn't mean that it's right.
Doesn't mean that this is right either.
It doesn't mean that's how things should be governed. It doesn't mean that because we don't have that insight. We don't know what it's like.
Male and female students at Cornell University started the school year with free access to menstrual products due to the activism of a student group, the Gender Justice Advocacy Coalition at the Ivy League school. Led the movement towards accessibility to period products on campus, according to the campus paper. The GJAC did not respond to a Facebook message asking for a comment in the past week. Quote, we want to make access to the products as equitable and possible and have them present in all bathrooms. And not all people who menstruate are women. Again, yeah, they are. Yes,
right.
They are.
It might be a woman who's transitioning and looks like a guy to you.
Well, here's my
or
thing.
Or who is comfortable
here's my
presenting
thing,
himself
identifies as a male
as a guy.
And not as a female.
How many?
Right. No, I don't.
You're on one college campus. It does matter. How many?
What? If there's one, that's good.
It sounds to me like you're wasting a lot of tampons.
No.
8,737,540,000.
By the time the one woman who's transitioning to a dude but still has a snooch goes into the men's room to get a tampon, it's going to be the old crusty tampon.
First of all, tampons don't get old and crusty.
Yes, they do.
They stay fresh in the paper wrapper.
Second of all, I don't know why you would even care. It has nothing to do with you. You just walk right on by, do your business, and keep going. It has nothing to do with you. So, it doesn't affect you.
What else could they be working on or spending their time on that really super matter? How many people are they serving?
I'm looking it up. It looks like in all of the U.S., it looks like almost a million. One in every 250 people. So I don't know how many people go to Cornell. But that's what.
One in every 250 people are women transitioning to men?
Yeah. Or are transgender adults.
One in every 250?
Yeah.
No way.
That's what it says here.
Why do you doubt that? People are. And the thing is, it doesn't matter the number. If there's one person, that person shouldn't be made to feel less than or made to feel bad or not have access.
If you want to put tampons in the men's room, go right ahead.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I'm not going to lose any sleep. But don't sit here and tell me not just women menstruate, because that's exactly who gets their period. Women. Females.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Brett, do me a favor.
I understand the sentiment behind it, but it's not factually true.
Do you have that Brewer bit that I sent you last week and we never even got to it? Jim Brewer did a bit about his daughter going away to college and coming home. And it really just sums this up. You have it?
Mm-hmm.
It sums this whole thing up in a nutshell. Here it is.
Watch this kid before. I had whole life in front of me. Now she goes to school. 3 months. I thought she's crushing at school. She came home. I think it was November 1st. I said, hey, how you doing? She's like, can't say that. Racist, sexist, racist, LGBTQ, gender.
Right? You didn't like that one, Maya?
I saw him live and he did that when he was here, when he was at a Capitol Theater. And he did that. And I listen, I don't see what's wrong with opening minds and change. Like, the reason the daughter wasn't like that is because she's been in her little sheltered, all in her little world, that everything is the same. Mm. Exposing herself to other things and open-minded enough not to fight it.
You don't think there's a whole lot of people that are just overly sensitive?
I don't like the word sensitive. Like, I don't like.
You don't like anything I say.
Hold on. I don't like the word sensitive. Like, I don't like the word.
You like that one, Brett? just spit up a French fry. I'm sorry.
What a waste of a good French fry.
I put it back in. We're fine.
Oh, that's good. Mushy.
Did you really? You didn't throw it out?
It was on my lip.
Yeah.
My mouth to my lip.
It didn't reach
the mouth.
It didn't reach the table. But even if it had reached the countertop, it probably would have still put it back in his mouth.
Wait, floor for a half under 5 seconds?
Depends on the size. I think it depends on the size of the French fry.
If it was a dry French fry, not already in my mouth, so to speak, dry, quote unquote.
And it hit the floor.
5 second rule.
Yeah. I'd probably pick it up.
Is 5 second rule still a thing in COVID?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
COVID's not on the floor.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
It's above the floor only.
Oh. Correct.
It hovers.
We haven't seen one case yet where somebody had it on the bottom of their shoe.
Don't worry about it. And you know what it is? The French fry sees the COVID and does some, like, Matrix moves.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Right.
COVID can't get no French fry.
Right. That's a
The COVID can't penetrate the grease on the French fry.
Not a chance.
That might be true.
Yeah. Fauci said it.
Yeah. So what were you going to say, Monica?
That's why we eat them. They're antiviral.
What were you saying?
I don't freaking know.
Talking about the Jim Brewer bit.
I don't like sensitive. Like, I don't like anxiety. It gets used... And people hear it and think a certain way immediately. Just because someone, you know, has feelings about something doesn't mean they're sensitive. It just means that it affects them and they would like to be heard. I don't like when people say sensitive.
Well, look what happened to both of Roger's beautiful little Republican girls when they left the house.
They weren't Republican girls, but they were, you know, I don't know. They had a certain sense of right and wrong, being nice to people. I don't know. Whatever. We didn't bring them up politically. We brought them up just like morally, right. A certain... Moral code, whatever it is.
Now you have to have conversations with them, like walking around landmines.
Well, now I feel like they think of me as, because I'm white, middle-aged guy, I must be racist, homophobic,
right.
All the things that Brewer was saying. I think they assume I'm not until I prove otherwise, but I've been living with them all their lives. Like, they should already know who I am.
You shouldn't have to prove anything. You know, you say, bitch, you know what? Listen, I write that check out every month that pays for that education that poisoned your mind.
That opened her mind. And it's not like you're walking around on landmines. It's just being understanding that other people have feelings, and it's not just all about you.
Your feelings don't mean anything to anybody but you.
No, it happens to a lot of people. A lot of people feel that way. Just not everybody. JP, I thought about this. Not everybody in your world. I thought about this the other day because I remember you said to me relatively recently, you said that you can't believe that I've reached the age I have reached that we shan't discuss, that with being not street smart, right? Not being...
street smart.
Yeah, with zero street smarts.
Right.
And that's fine. And I'm not disagreeing with that. But what I thought of after the fact, way after the fact, because it kind of weighed on me for a bit, was the fact that, okay, I might not know, I might not suspect everybody and understand street smart stuff, but I feel like I can't believe you've gone this far and haven't been exposed to things. Like, think of all the different, I've been in the city in Buffalo, I've been in rural Iowa, I've been in South Carolina where I was not treated nicely. I've been here, I have lived in under bad conditions with family, I've been living in great conditions with strangers, I have had...
You've lived 10 lives, Monica.
I have had so much experience, but that may not be street smart, but that has opened my mind and made me adapt easily and had change that it doesn't scare me. And with you,
good for you.
With you, you're so in your own world where everything's been the same for you, and you've had that same mentality and the same people around you to protect you, you know, to help you with things.
That's not the same people that I choose to keep around me.
But she's saying that's a close that are, circle of friends or life right. experience over your 40 the, whatever years. And she's saying she has the ones, all these varied experiences.
The ones that, and she did. Yeah. Like I said, you've lived 10 lives, Monica. You are not the norm. You're not.
But
the things that you have gone through, which makes me even wonder more how you don't have more street smarts. But that doesn't matter.
Because all I'm adapted. Saying is, I just adapted to whatever was around me, to the people around me. I'm able to deal with people that I like and don't like, and that right. have different points of view than I have. I can still listen to them. I may not agree at the end, but I have that ability right. because I'm in this situation. I've been to 3 different schools in my junior year within 4 months. Like I've had to, and one of them was in that, like you had to walk through a metal detector, and this was the late 80s. Right. And people were getting arrested in school and stuff. And one of them was in the outskirts of Iowa. Like, I've had different...
It's like open your mind.
Yes.
The experiences, like,
right.
your mind understands things quicker than maybe a lot of people who haven't had that experience.
Yeah, I've had to deal with stuff. So I think that doesn't, maybe not necessarily street smart, but it makes me able to hear something like tampons in the men's room and adapt to it and say, okay,
no,
well, maybe
again,
it's not what I want. It's,
but you missed what I said. I don't care if they want to put tampons in the men's room. I don't care. Don't make the statement, not just women, not only women menstruate, because the bottom line is only women menstruate. That's it.
What if
females?
What if someone identifies as a female?
That's fine. But she is a female.
Or identifies as a male and still
right.
has a vagina.
Biology states female. Like I said before, now just because you don't want to be or you identify as something else, that's fine. But science says vagina equals female. No dudes get their period.
Well, someone
they
who
don't.
Identifies as
again,
a dude.
I don't have a problem
right,
with
but identifies as different from is.
Right.
But not in that person's, not in, I don't think
right.
it should be legally.
Correct.
I don't think, not in that person's
not
mind.
That person's
not in that
mind.
Family's friends.
And right.
everything in that world, and that person's
right.
world is male
correct.
And my, male. Like, not has nothing to do
that's
with
correct.
Female.
That's in their own world.
Identifies
but
as, it doesn't say
and it
is.
Be, it but, should be legally. It should be. If that's what they shouldn't have to be
don't
forced
make
to be
this,
something they're not.
I'm not saying that's the case either. I said a million times on this show, everybody should, as long as they're not hurting anybody else, should be able to live the way that makes them the happiest. I've said it a million times. I don't have a problem with any of that stuff. I have a problem when you make a statement that says not all people who menstruate are women, because yes, they are.
I disagree.
Are you really looking for an even break?
Alice Cooper. Only women bleed.
He lies right,
right.
at you.
He nailed it.
You know you hate this
Alice
game.
Knew
can't
back in 74.
You know.
Slaps you
yeah.
once in a while and you live in love and pain.
She cries at night.
She cries alone at night too often. He smokes and drinks and don't come home at all.
You with Alice.
Only women bleed.
I'm not doing it.
Yep.
So there.
That's right. The final word on it, Alice Cooper.
I mean, I can't argue with that logic.
You
guess.
Really can't. You really can't.
Sure. But if I said only women bleed, you'd be screaming at me for 10 days. But Alice says it, no problem.
There's definitely a problem. I don't even know what that song is or why.
All transgender questions should be referred to Alice Cooper.
Oh, is that it?
Right.
Yes.
He's the end all be all? All right.
He's the first guy named Alice. He probably has some idea anyway.
All right, I got a dead guy in the envelope. Oh, you ready?
Can it be you? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, snap.
Joking. All right, we're ready.
She's 50, by the way.
Hey.
Before she said, she's like, her age, but she like, we shan't not talk about it. We're going to talk about it now. Now
she shan't be mentioned.
You're 50 in like 3 weeks.
49, though. Am I currently 49, Mr. Science Guy?
Fine. You're 49. You're 49
you.
And change, as my father would say.
Don't make a statement that's not true.
49 and some change.
All right.
You see 50 right over there, though, right?
Thanks for that.
No problem.
49 to 7/8.
Hey, listen, if you didn't want me to be the dead guy in the envelope, I wouldn't have said that.
I don't.
All right, the guy you have is somebody from the world of music. He is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Alice Cooper.
No. He's still alive.
So close. So close.
He is still alive.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Well, my dead guy's dead.
Yeah.
But yes, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
A singer?
Yes, he was a singer, songwriter, record producer. Yeah.
All right.
Rock and roll Hall of Famer. Yep.
Record producer.
There you go.
800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Now, you guys call the number and ask your yes or no question. Figure it out first, then you win the game and the prize from the Bone Prize Stash.
Word.
What did you say he was? Did you say?
He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yep.
He is a singer, songwriter, record producer guy, and he's dead. 800-771-1025,
727-579-1025. There we go.
Good luck. JP, 125 The Bone. Real Raw Radio, Dead Guy in the Envelope is up next. We'll be right back.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.